Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Schism between government on the one hand and business and healthcare professionals on the other over the National Health Insurance Act is now in full public glare. Acting President Paul Mashatile has signed the Presidential Health Compact, which aims to ensure better health outcomes in South Africa. Mashatile was flanked by Health Minister Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi and Science and Technology Minister Blade Nzimande. Nowhere in sight, however, were any representatives of the healthcare industry, nor broader business like BUSA, nor any of the associations representing doctors, nurses and so on, like the SA Medical Association or the SA Health Professions Compact. As has been reported on many occasions, these are groups that say they have not been consulted by government over the NHI. When they have been, their input's been ignored. Motsoaledi, quoted by News 24 Business, says he has asked President Ramaphosa for a meeting with business leaders to address their concerns. But right now, he says, the president is very busy and ill. What happens next at Stats SA? That's the question being asked in the wake of this week's withdrawal by the organisation of key parts of Census 2022. Stats SA has admitted that the data are not good enough to be released for official or public use because the collection process was fundamentally flawed. These include figures on income, employment, mortality and fertility. The flaws were pointed out in a report for the Medical Research Council by UCT demographers Rob Dorrington and Tom Moultrie. Stats SA has been adamant that they were wrong. Now it seems they were right. Why is this important? Because census data is used by all manner of people in government and business to project trends for income, employment and population, which in turn feed into policy and other initiatives. It's a key underpinning, for example, of the allocation of resources through the national budget. Now, that can't happen, or at least not with the same degree of accuracy. On the markets, the JSE closed last evening with the all-share down 0.5%, the top 40 slightly more. London's FTSE just above flat, while in New York the Dow down 0.4%, the S&P 500 down 0.9%, the Nasdaq down 1.7%. Tokyo and Sydney this morning are both down 0.2%, Hong Kong down 0.4%. The US dollar at 1.11 to the euro, the rand 17.98 to the dollar, 20 exactly to the euro, 23.56 to sterling. Gold at 2,493, platinum 9.55. Bitcoin just over 60,600. Brent crude oil just over $77 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.